From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Obama intends to nominate a prominent healthcare scholar to oversee Medicare and Medicaid. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, if confirmed, Donald Berwick would become the first permanent chief for the massive federal programs in 4 years.
An administration official knowledgeable about the pick confirmed Berwick's selection to NPR. Dr. Berwick is a trained pediatrician and public health professor at Harvard. He is also the president of the nonprofit Institute for Healthcare Improvement, which advises hospitals on ways to eliminate needless patient deaths, suffering, and cost. His first tasks would be to champion the president's new overhaul of the healthcare industry publicly and to put into effect the changes it requires of the Medicare and Medicaid programs. Together, the two plans help cover medical care for senior citizens and the poor, roughly 100 million Americans. The appointment would await confirmation by the U.S. Senate, a sore point for the president. Earlier in the day, Mr. Obama chastised Republicans for blocking dozens of his nominees. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Federal courts have given a split decision on a pair of campaign finance cases. One court upheld existing law restricting big contributions. The other says unlimited money is permissible when it doesn't go to candidates or party committees. NPR's Peter Overby has more.
In one case, the Republican National Committee lost when it said it wanted to raise unlimited amounts of money for non-campaign activities. That so-called soft money is banned under the McCain-Feingold law, and now a three-judge panel says the problem isn't how the money is used, but the way members of Congress help to solicit it. The RNC is preparing to appeal to the Supreme Court. In the other case, nine appellate judges sided with a group called SpeechNow.org. It wants to collect unlimited sums from individual donors for independent advertising. The decision basically gives people a right that the Supreme Court recently gave to corporations and unions to spend freely, provided that it's done independently of candidates and parties and the donors are disclosed. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Former GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin spent the day campaigning, first for Senator John McCain in Arizona and later at a Tea Party rally in Nevada. Thousands of Tea Party activists gathered for the rally near the former mining town of Searchlight, also the hometown of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Sarah Palin told the crowd Reid's, in her words, gambling away the country's future.
We know we've got some big problems to solve. We know that Harry Reid and his buddies in Washington, the Obama-Pelosi-Reid gang, we know they've got it the wrong way to try to solve these problems. They're going about it the wrong way.
Polls have shown Reid may be vulnerable in his re-election bid. This is NPR. Israel's refusal to stop building Jewish homes in occupied East Jerusalem has provoked angry reactions at an Arab summit in Libya. Turkey's prime minister described the Israeli position as madness. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, urged Arab leaders to support American efforts to restart the peace talks. The BBC's Rana Jawad reports.
The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is attending this 22-nation gathering in the hope of restoring confidence among its members over peace negotiations between the Israelis and Palestinians. In a speech addressing the Arab world's heads of state, Mr. Ban said Jerusalem's significance must be respected and it should emerge from negotiations as the capital of two states. The chief Palestinian negotiator, Saeb Erekat, has welcomed the UN statement, saying it's the right course for a solution under international law.
The BBC's Rana Jawad. The Secretary General of NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, is calling on the European Union to put more money and muscle into construction of a missile defense system if it wants to become a global player. Rasmussen spoke today at the annual Brussels Forum conference. He wants NATO states to agree to come together on missile defense against countries like Iran.
We need a decision by NATO's next summit in November that missile defense for our populations and our territories is an alliance mission.
Rasmussen says there is what he calls a real and growing threat from weapons of mass destruction. November's NATO summit will be held in Lisbon. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.